Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Living on Hope Street, written by Demet Divaroran and read by Nicole Naboo. The lamb roast looked like a giant fist. Sam eyeballed it. He sat at the dinner table sniffing the air. "Smells so yum," he said, scooping a ball of mashed potato with his finger and shoving it in his mouth. "Can we eat now, Mum? Please?" "Soon, baby," Mum said. She covered the hole in the mashed potato with a spoon, trying to make it wavy the way Dad liked it. Her fingers shook and she closed her eyes. I got up from the couch and took the spoon out of her hand. "I've got this, Mum." She opened her eyes, squeezed my fingers. I flicked the mashed potato with a knife while Mum buttered bread at the kitchen bench. Sam moved towards the lamb, his bony shoulders sticking up. "Dad will be home any minute, bud. Have some buttered bread." Sam shook his head. "I want lamb," he whispered, putting his chin on the table. Mum took a deep breath that made her back straight. She walked to the table, her head up, and cut a slice of lamb from the bottom of the leg and popped it into Sam's mouth, kissing his head. She moved the veggies around the lamb so it covered the missing piece and eyed the clock on the wall. It was nearly 7. Dad was an hour late. I sat across from Sam. The slice of lamb was too big for his mouth and he chewed and chewed till spit dribbled down his chin. His eyes bulged. "The meat's cold," he said. "All good, baby." Mum filled a jug with water from the tap and put it on the table. "I'm going to warm it up again." She ran her fingers through Sam's hair and it rippled like flames. She put the lamb back in the oven. I stuck a pea up my nose. Sam smiled, but his eyes kept darting to the clock. "Catch, buddy." I blocked my empty nostril and pushed the pea out. It landed near Dad's plate. "Kane," Mum pushed down a laugh. "Stop clowning around." Her fringe was stuck to her sweaty forehead. She threw the pea in the bin. "I should throw it in your mouth instead," she said, sitting down next to Sam. "That'll teach him not to waste food, huh, baby?" "Rather waste food than time," mumbled, looking at the clock. Mum heard. "Please," her eyes said, nodding towards Sam, who got smaller in his chair. I took a deep breath, pumped the tingling out of my hands. This morning, Dad's eyes were like glass. "Ditch school today, son," he'd said. "We've got a lot of catching up to do. Maybe we can get rid of the weeds and the jungle out there." He pointed to the front yard. Mum dropped Sam off to school and me and Dad ate cereal, his beard dipping into the milk. "They're crazy. The blokes on the rig? Roughnecks. But they need me, you know? Hard to find good engineers." He slurped the milk from the bowl. "Ease up, Dad," I said. "You're a mechanic."